Okay, we're going to try this recording again. It didn't work well last time. And, I went over a lot of territory. I am on, as far as I know, I am on my last trip for NMSU, making a little jaunt over to Fort Sumner to help put together their network again. And, pretty lightweight. And deliver the laptop to Sangu and Gotti. The buggy loves that. It's a tough week, let me tell you. This is Monday. It's Monday the 29th. Tomorrow the 30th, my last day at NMSU. And then Brent and I will go over the next day and start pounding on Sir Pound on the rent house that we're moving to in Portala. And everything kind of cleaned up, scrubbed down. Ready for real moving in. We're just going to move. Brent and I are just kind of camping in there and working on cleaning up. I'm mostly going to work on the logistics of getting electricity and phone and everything else trying to change over. And, you know what, we're going to figure it out, and it's going to go great. I predict it's going to go pretty good, and we'll get everything pulled together. We're going to need to get the propane filled. Put some propane in it so we don't have to stress that anymore for a while. And so a lot of stuff happening in those first few days that we're trying to get everything kind of pulled together, get the bulk of getting the house over there operating. It's owned by it's ultimately owned by a couple who is a friend of one of our church friends, and sister. They're sisters. She is wheelchair bound, and she works for a gun shop in Clovis, so. They really don't have time to really do any maintenance or anything in this place. And it kind of looked it, you know, let's be honest. It's got some issues. And, but what works for me is it's got a lot of storage space, so it's going to be pretty easy to move everything in. And, we're just going to start moving. Brent and I will be taking little steps back and forth. It really kind of depends on what Brenna's schedule is looking like. She might have to get some things pulled together. President wants me to move his record. And I need to move mine. And, that's going to be it. Maybe I'll do that tonight to take care of the record stuff. That'll certainly throw all kinds of stuff out of kilter on the state level and stop getting emails about this, that, this, and all that business. Anyway, what happened? It's really interesting. President's moving to Snowflake, Arizona. Part of two of his daughters already live there. And they're moving. Bought a house there. Useful to have for talent stuff on my cell phone for church as opposed to old Tucumcari stuff. So anyway, really nice to have a phone number to connect it to. We'll kind of see what's happening over there. I might actually make a little sneak run down there. See what stuff I can already get on him. Archers. That maybe get some lunch. That's a Hong Kong super buffet. That might not be the worst thing I've done today. Anyway, so in the last week, we've really done some major improvements to our house that we're selling, and I finally made a decision that in doing that, I really want the Lord's blessings out of this. You know, I'm not trying to fleece anyone. Most important thing that I've come up with is that I don't want to cover over problems. I don't want to lie. I don't want to lie to people. Which is what, you know, covering up things is really doing. You know, I have no problem with covering up old damage that really doesn't that's either been fixed or that isn't really particularly that big of a damage. You know, like, in the bathrooms, we've pretty much cleaned up everything. Everything's in pretty good shape. And so we're cleaning walls and getting all that done. And I think Lisa's working on that today. Things rolling here. I think I will make a trip to her talent and get some prelim stuff pulled together. At least find out how we're going to do, how electricity and stuff like that's going to go. And, get everything ready so it's actually going on a Wednesday. I've been here for 18 years, and so much of life has happened here. Trying to think of some over, arrange things better. Terrible at getting himself over to do anything about branch leadership is really kind of. Say he's not getting things done, but, you know, maybe there's a larger purpose in that. I mean, you know, I hate to speak poorly of people. I think, okay, if I can get called to take Fred President's Day, you know, how I was going to make changes necessary to go back and forth. You know, I did that for 18 months, way back when, under pretty strict damn circumstances. But that was for last week. If that was going to be able to be pulled together, that was going to be last week. This week, job done. I rent the place. It's over. I'm, you know, and this is fine. I would have to say, I'm sorry, we're moving. When they say, well, you shouldn't have done that. It's like, oh, forget it. I'm sorry. Said, you guys should have come. Since we were talking about this before the first of the year. Now it is May. You know, at any point before then, plans could have been changed. But I'm going to go on with my life. Can't sit here sitting on hold because people can't get their act together. So it's just kind of the way it is. So, anyway, I'm now ready to go ahead. Or before, I think I was holding back a little bit. Say, oh, I'm not going to get about this. But yeah, you are going to about this. Here gets the whole thing pulled together, and that's it. Have a nice day. Yada, yada, yada. So, there's all that. And, I was reading yesterday. Actually, something came into my mind, and you have to recognize that when things pop into your head, you need to act on them, so I acted on them. And, went and saw, well, I thought about the whole concept of 100-fold. I looked it up, it's in Mark chapter 10, verses 29-30, in the New Testament, St. Mark, people call it out, St. Mark. And, you know, it talks about the whole concept. I'm paraphrasing a while, I don't have the scriptures in front of me. I guess I could pull them out here. Right over here. Something I have while I'm online is the scriptures. Scriptures, New Testament, Mark, chapter 10.
it's not flying very well. Oh, that's a horrible action to it.
Here's kind of the whole situation. You can start from 28. It says, then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and have followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or land, for my sake and for the gospel. That was 29. Here's 30. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time. Houses, brethren, mothers, children, land, with persecution. And in the world to come, eternal life. So I'm still trying to figure out the whole with persecution. And you go, well, you know. You leave behind other things, you get a whole lot more in new things, but, you know, persecution things kind of happen along with that. And I think that's kind of what we're basically doing. This whole conglomeration the last few years, I'm feeling the need like we needed to move on. It would have been simpler, it would have been easier to stay right where we are. I'm sure I would have continued to be a bit blessed. It would have gotten more difficult. Inflation's really starting to eat away at things. We could have found a way to just continue doing what we're doing. At least I would have been happy. To continue on the journey she was on in her rut. She will tell you every time, you know, if you're a little rut person, I get into my little rut and I'm perfectly happy. And, well, reason now. Catch me. I'm always the guy shaking up her world and making life difficult. And I had one last little sister of Jay's and all these. She's finally done a lot of these, changes, makes your house much more appealing. You know, wouldn't it be nice just to stay back where you are? You could stay here, be the branch president, you know. Continue doing the work you do. Everybody's very grateful and happy for the work that you do. Didn't really want you to leave. And there was some for me, there was some, but only a little bit of an enticement from that. I didn't feel a lot of it. A little bit here and there, but I was able to work myself through it. I was thinking it'd be nice for Lisa's sake. Lisa has gotten very accustomed to her life. She's gotten accustomed to her big bathroom, the stretched out aisle kitchen, but two people could easily work in that kitchen. She said now, there's no two people working that kitchen. Although we still have the cute little, it's not quite the bar that we used to have. So we still got a little bit of a bar so I can sit there while Lisa's cooking and doing whatever it is she does that I'll be able to, I'll be able to talk to her. I think it's one of the things that we kind of enjoy together. Anyway, So I was thinking about that and saying, you know what, that really is kind of our situation. We need to be willing to sacrifice now the things that we have to do something that the Lord really wants us to do. He wants me to be a good example to others. Say, you need to continue working on the future. Make life this wonderful, wonderful opportunity. And that sacrifice will be rewarded. You go 100-fold seems a lot. It's a promise, though. So I am doing that. That kind of also goes in line with the blessing I gave to Lisa last year, as we were getting very close to the whole getting prepared to go ahead and make the move to Shetland. It fell apart the very, very end where it just says, no, you're not going to be, you're not going to be allowed to do this. This isn't going to happen. And, I don't know if that was something of a Isaac sort of sacrifice thing that Abraham went through. But we were getting all ready. Things were getting. I was saying, well, we need to quit. I need to quit my job, and we just need to walk out there. We said, why are you holding on? Don't burn those bridges that you have. So I got another. I get quite about a year out of this job before I was gone. When it left, it's so that people weren't surprised. I was already talking about leaving and sharing that with people. So. Blessing. It talks about that money would cease to be a problem. And of course that hasn't happened yet, but we are working on it. Getting things pulled together, at least school-wise, so that something big can happen, so big thing can happen. I don't know if that's going to happen with your palace, or if it's going to be, we've been talking about contract jobs, jumping into something, and really amazing when you get jobs that says, this is a network manager job. Want you to come in and do this thing, and it will pay you $750 a day. And you're going, oh my gosh, that's like Oh yeah, I need to sit down and calculate how much that was. I think I made, on a good day, $160 a day. Of course, that doesn't take into account my benefits, but my benefits are no more than double what I make. So let's say it's $300 a day is how much I would get with the whole thing. $750 is twice what that would be. It would be an effective doubling of my salary, probably more like tripling it from just the field standpoint. But yeah, you know, it's like, wow. Of course, that's only a 3-4 month thing. But it could easily leave Lisa and the kids there. Well, I take a few of those, try to get some experience under my belt to continue going. That's what this whole per talent thing is getting new experience under the belt. And so, you know, you take care of that. A wonderful thing. A wonderful thing. Gotta tell you. Anyway, so yeah, you know, when they talk about, well, you know, you're not gonna have money problems anymore, and you go, okay, but that's kind of the whole concept of Hundredfold, is that all the things that you have now, that you're sacrificing now, are gonna be more than compensated by doing this thing. And I do feel like this is in line with the Lord. You know, people say, well, you're doing it for your own, you know, to increase your income, you know, this is for your personal gain. You go, well, you go, I'm still sacrificing a lot. I anticipate it's going to be a pretty hard year coming up. I only want it to last for about a year before I'm starting to get things pulled together to get better work. That's my take on it. Everything's cooking. Everything's going good. Now we'll put aside, I'm hoping that this also solves a lot of our debt. And that we'll have some money left. You know, I don't know how long it's going to take to sell the house. It may take a year. Mickey says the average for selling a house is disappearing in about a year. You go, but honestly, that I have no intention of pricing the house to the point where it'll take a year to sell. But I'm not interested in that. I'm far more interested in people getting stuff back together. You know, I'm not trying to make a killing. I'm not trying to make a ton of money. Far more interested in other things. Completely. Fourth way, what you got in the doornail. Anyway, so. How long your house living center would really exist anymore.
anymore anyway.
Maybe Josh will be now going to another school, and hopefully he'll be catching up on credit. We shall see. Then he would be able to test out and he could get almost everything pulled back together again and not have lost anything out of the deal. So, anyway, because I occasionally still look at New Zealand. I haven't been looking at the UK much because, frankly, they're not very, right now, they don't really want people. They're being really shitty about stuff like that. And I have to look at Shetland. Shetland may very well make a big change. As part of Scotland, that may get a different attitude about immigration. The differences between Scotland and the UK or England are huge. England is being inundated with people. Scotland is not. I don't think they're losing population, but they're not. I don't think they're gaining it. And there's not people beating down the door trying to get to Scotland. That's coming up in a few years. Somewhat coinciding with me finishing up my master's. It may be a good time to go ahead. If we were going to do a PhD, it might be working on that, living in Scotland. I don't know how Shetland would work that way, honestly. But you just never know. You just don't know what's going on, what's really going to be be a possibility. Keep your connections open with Robert Williamson. Send him a letter, let him know that we're doing well, and hope his family's doing well as well, and everything is going forward. So I changed jobs. Still downsizing, still poking around internationally. And I do not discount those years where we were looking around and we decided we wanted to go Shetland way. I think Lisa might still prefer that to New Zealand, although New Zealand would sit down at TMZ and welcome us with open arms and love and mud and kisses, the whole thing. Independent Scotland may very well have the same kind of attitude. Hard to say. Regardless, that might be an idea for working on a PhD. I think we need to get a little bit more money. Certainly, clear off a lot of our debt. The sale of the house will do a lot of that. Maybe even all of it. That we could just live tight and start trying to say it again. And right now. Whatever the next step is going to be, I've got to be really honest in saying I don't know what the next step is going to be. Really don't. So, play it by ear, keeping the options open, not burning any bridges.
Oh.
shall see. In the meantime, things will happen as things will happen. Head to Fort Sumter and passed the house a while back. I'm getting to the, I call it the Jack Turnoff, where I used to go to go visit Bobcat. And not even 20 miles or something else. Okay, but anyway, that's all I really have to talk about. On the off chance this thing hasn't already stopped on me, it's over. Here's some houses I used to look at for possible places to live temporarily to let our kids go to house. If I was going to stay, it was a few more. I was always going to be moving forward, yes, I mean. I felt like I'd been on a plateau. The first couple of years at New Mexico State did some really interesting things, got some really, got some good, knowledge, learned a lot, tried a lot of things, the voiceover IT stuff, rewiring buildings. I don't know if that ultimately happened. That was actually probably the first 2 or 3 years. I think 3 or 4. Anyway, once I got past that part of it, it was almost like, well, you know, I was just running on, you know, just idling along, not doing anything really interesting. Ended up having to fill my time with a lot of things, be recording, fell into what I consider to be kind of trash. Settling down, and I appreciate those people who think, well, it's probably good that they finally settled down. And you go, no, they were always planning, the next thing. I want it to be bigger. I think ultimately I will be able to go bigger. And I think that I still think God's got interesting plans for me. And I don't think it was, and I never really thought that it was, didn't think too secure was really the answer to that. I ever stop throwing it out there. Anytime I got really bored at work, I would start doing job applications. And I was doing it more and more the time that I got talent at the talent job app. It just really became interesting because if I decided to do my master's, and it wasn't along with getting that job. It was separate. But they seemed to work together, and I really like that, and I feel like that was God helping me work on something that really needed to work on. I'm in the Lord's hand. If I'm in the Lord's hand, I must be doing, it must be part of the Lord's work. And in doing it and sacrificing the Lord's work, things just get bigger and more interesting. And so you don't have to worry about the sacrifices that you make. They will be with the whole concept of hundredfold. They'll be compensated for. And in that compensation, good things will come to pass. Good things will come to pass. So. I am trusting the Lord on that. I find myself trusting the Lord more. And hopefully with something happening, I will be less likely to get this frustrated with things happening. I find that I am called patient, I do. I am an impatient man. But I also find that I'm a man of action. And if there's something needing to be done, I tend to do it. Few times I procrastinate, but I'm stressing quite a bit. It's usually not a bad thing to do to procrastinate. So sometimes my combination doesn't work against me, and I can really get quite upset, short, and angry. And I need to work on that. I understand that. So, anyway. I think about my dad. And talk to him about places and things where he lived, in my childhood. I'm still basically tootling around the same area that my dad lived in from 1975 until 1979 or so. Really, that short? Dad only lived here for about 40 years. Wow. He did an awful heck of a lot. He went from being an aircraft mechanic, he went to Sears and developed his talents as a salesman, got into selling copiers, and that was really where everything sprung from there. Developed a lot of confidence in himself and a lot of other things, and then went on to start a whole brand new life. And so, when I talk to that, he goes, "Oh no, I don't remember any of that stuff. That's just blah blah blah." And when I think back on it, was a very short time in his life. But also, he's moved on so far beyond that it's difficult to, you know, fathom that he used to live here, and this is part of what, you know, they were thinking about. Not wanting to live in California anymore. Dad's never gone back to California, except for visits. And ended up, very different life my dad ultimately had. So I'm thinking that might happen to me ultimately when he comes back to me and go, well, you know, what do you think of Tuca Cherries? You go, well, honestly, it was a time in my life, and I lived there, and it was an interesting time. A lot of my time, I developed a lot there. I went from being a little kind of mousy with nutritionist. I developed a whole lot of people skills from that job. Let me tell you, I knew everybody. Everybody knew me. And then I started working on all the technology things. That was really a Tuca Cherry thing too. When I moved to Tuca Cherry, my main computer was still an old GPM thing that I had hobbled together with an old computer terminal. And it was really Tuca Cherry in Tuca Cherry where I got past, or I really developed all that from just being kind of almost kind of a bit of a hobby to being a, I don't want to call it career. Might as well. To being my career. And I can't discount that territory between 1995 and 2013, they, for both of them, it's going to be exactly, just exactly 18 years that I spent in Tuca Cherry. And what an amazing development period for me. On all fronts. And it really has. To be kind, the last 4 or 5 years have been kind of a coasting. I have coasted in a whole lot of ways. And it wasn't a good example for my children. It wasn't good for me. I think Lisa liked it from the standpoint of in a big house, a lot of good memories. But in the last, let's give it the last 2 years. The last 2 years, I think Lisa started to kind of say, okay, Jay, I think I'm ready to move on. And that's really when things start to happen. I think Lisa was really hoping there that I was going to just kind of settle down and be okay and stuff like that. And I was finding it really difficult. I had always said every time I would say, okay, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to make this house my own. I'm going to put up a radio antenna. I'm going to put in a solar hot water heater. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I could never bring myself to actually do it. I was always thinking of, you have to tell the counselor, and if you make all these weird changes, it's going to be impossible to sell the house. And I could never do it. And of course, now that we're moving, of course, I look back and I go, that was Heavenly Father, or the Spirit, the Lord, however you want to look at that, helping me. So that it wouldn't have to be difficult to be gotten rid of. Haven't done anything made on that house. Period. The few weird things I had done, I had undone. And from this point, a couple of years ago, I rerouted the cooling so that it was just downdraft cooling. And we just spent, I think, $55 buying an actual real register for the for that down thing I had got. Now that we're pulling all that stuff together, we're probably going to get something proper together. And that's just so that people will say, oh, good, okay, we're going to make this thing work. I really am willing to have to sell to somebody who really just needs the house as opposed to somebody who wants to get an investment or something. I really would rather sell to a big family coming up that did kind of what I did, that Super Cherry was going to be a development thing. When we bought the house that we bought, when we bought this house, Lisa was pregnant with Josh. This house was huge for our family size. We had three kids, one more on the way, and we were buying a four-bedroom house. And it was really quite the development house, too. It wasn't, it was really big when we first bought it, but when Josh came, the twins came, it all of a sudden became kind of a cramped house, honestly. But not really. Josh and the twins were in the biggest room upstairs. No. At first, the girls were in the biggest room. And we had the boys in the smaller room. We eventually split the middle room upstairs in half so Matt can have his own room. And let me tell you, Matt was always angry at the twins. The twins were always getting into his stuff. That was like oil and water. So the fact that things were changing and that Matt could stay with Grammy. But as far as Grammy's aware, that was going to need to happen along with the whole Shetland thing that Matt wasn't going to be able to go with us to Shetland, and that he needed to stay with his grandmother. that's what kind of came to pass there. And we, and that reminds me, we have to take down that wall. I doubt we're going to get to it before I leave. Before I leave now. But we need to get to it, like, next weekend, I think. It probably is a good time when we move our record. We should probably just do it at some point. And not do it a little bit, but just throw it out there. I think sooner Brenna starts connecting with people. And, that'll be good. And we need to go ahead and start getting ourselves integrated there. Looking to draft, things like that. So I need to definitely get whatever mailing address is here. And talk to people. Talk to the landlord. Things down here at Fort Sumner, back on the road, get for Talis. And, we should make stuff happen. Make it happen. I think the house we got for Talis is going to be good. I think Lisa, We'll find out if Lisa or I have the better sense for it. Me, I'm stacking up everything in that garage, and I think the room sizes are okay, borderline comparable, at least enough that it's not a problem. This looks like in here. I've reached my destination. Well, I'm going to park over here. There's not enough parking over there for anything. Okay. So, enough for this recording.